Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. I'm Jesse Steele. It is June 20th. That's a Monday. So, up first, let's just check in on those election results, shall we? Just for our local candidates, the last time that this was updated, looks like it was for Inyo, June 15th at 1:30 p.m. And no surprises, everything pretty much stayed the same. I guess the big thing to look for now is the second place, because that will create a runoff for November. Looks like Pritchard, if her sheriff, is 1,895, while Stephanie Rennie is 1,702. Vetter was 1,579, and Johnston had 323. First district supervisor for Inyo, looks like the top spot was Jeff Gabriel with 490, and then Trina Oral behind him, 416, with Carl Holzer at 384. Third district had Marcelin at 472, and below that was Yeager with 280, but trailing directly behind her was Vogel at 271, and then Lint had 157. So that's a tight little spot for second there. And then Mono, where were they at? Last time they posted was June 17th. I'm pretty sure this one's kind of in the bag. You had Ingrid Braun with 2,570 for sheriff, while Al Davis had 520. And 5th District Supervisor Linda Salcido, 499, while Guthrie had 103. So those are pretty much locked in place as I can see it. That's a pretty big obstacle to to go over there. So we will keep you informed as things happen. It's a slow process. It takes a while. I believe they said they'd have it finalized by July 7th. So it's going to be a little bit. Okay, what else do we have here for this Monday? Looks like Mill Pond Music Festival has the first of its lineup is confirmed. And that is, we are excited to announce the first confirmed performer at this year's festival is Nina Gerber and Chris Webster. Nina Gerber and Chris Webster haven't rushed into this album thing. It's only after 25 years of playing together that they've released an album of gorgeous duets. That's funny. Apple Blossom Lane, featuring Chris's bluesy, jazzy, soulful voice and Nina's incomparable guitar accompaniment. Always surprising, yet always so exactly right. They take their time with each song, playing with possibilities, exploring depths, arriving at moments of rare beauty and transcendence. If you've ever heard Nina before, you know she always brings out the best in the musicians around her, and Chris's best is spectacularly good. Her magic derives from those ineffable qualities of vocal grain, emotional nuance, timing, and phrasing possessed by the truly great and moving singers of any style, says the Oakland Tribune. This is a pairing well worth the wait. So for more on that, go to inyo.org. Also, the Shakedown String Band. This sound can be described as a blend of between Americana soul and bluegrass. A traditional interpretation of string band may mislead you. While the core of the sound relies heavily on vocal harmonies and soaring melodies, the momentum is powered by tight drums and percussion that leave no mistake about the groove. Shakedown has focused on building a strong local following in San Diego and is in the studio recording their second full-length album. The band features drums, percussions, bass, guitar, mandolin, fiddle, and a female vocalist. Here, I'll give you a little taste of what they sound like.
"20 years or more since you walked out that door, fed into the arms of another man. She was gonna be my bride, but that was just a lie. And I cried and I cried and I cried. She was gonna be my bride, but that was just a lie.
Pretty good, pretty good. So, Shakedown String Band. It's pretty good. Up next, we have Sam and Ash. Here, I'll give them a little play here before we read about them.
Thank you.
Yep, it's a mandolin and an accordion. Accordionist Samantha Harvey and mandolinist Ashley Hoyer bring new life to their traditional folk instruments. The duo met in Ventura, California, where they formed their distinct style, performing at festivals, concerts, and pubs. An accessible and sought-after blend of genres, their music has been featured on the wildly popular podcast Welcome to Night Vale. Their first full-length album, Echo Summit, explores the outer reaches of the duo's sonic possibilities. Although they may bring classic melodies to the table, their treatment of them is anything but traditional. Where their duo shines is in its original writing. Both Sam and Ash come from the backgrounds of time-honored folk styles. However, their original work is an amalgamation. I'm going to stop this. It's an amalgamation of their influences as 21st century folk musicians. Samantha Harvey is a prominent traditional music and dance performer. She's performed throughout the world with groups such as Tiada Ireland, The Show, Irish Christmas in America, and Celtic Journey. Her performance work has involved concerts, festivals, and teaching in Japan, Taiwan, Malaysia, Europe, and the United States. Samantha was privileged to perform in RTE's centenary 2016 broadcast live on television from the Bord Gais Energy Theater in Dublin. Ashley Hoyer is a Southern California-based composer and multi-instrumentalist. She tours with the Syncopaths, a folk dance band. Long story short, a string trio that performs her original works. And Fire, Grace, and Ash, a classical folk trio of violin, guitar, and mandolin. Most recently, Ashley has been spending her time writing chamber and orchestral pieces, expanding her compositional palette of tools and colors. Well, it sounds like so far, this is a mill pond you do not want to miss with some pretty great stuff. So if you'd like to know more about that, go to inyo.org, and as we get more, we will post it at easternsierranow.com. That sounds like a good time to head over to our sponsors. Let's check those out.
This is Emily with Mammoth Lakes Tourism, reminding you how to recreate responsibly in the mountains. Research if you need a permit before you go. Plan ahead by packing layers, lighting, and other crucial items. Pack it in, pack it out, including pet and human waste and your toilet paper. Leave nature as is and take only photographs home with you. Tread lightly by staying on established trails. You can find a variety of local trails on mammothtrails.org. Keep your distance from wildlife and other recreators too. Know your limits and take responsibility for your safety. Learn more and make your commitment to keeping Mammoth Lakes beautiful at mammothpromise.com.
The Eastern Sierra Now podcast is brought to you by Coppertop Barbecue, High Point Solar, Northern Inyo Hospital, Astorga's Mexican Restaurant, Mora's Mineral Treasures, Mammoth Brand, Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce, Brood Awakening, Shorty's Speed Shop, Giovanni's, Perez Quality Tire, Bishop Hauling, Sierra Light Gallery, Mammoth Lakes Tourism, Eastern Sierra Community Bank, and listeners like you who donate at patreon.com/EasternSierraNow.
Okay, thank you for that. And let's not forget, Eastern Sierra Now has a mobile app. Go to your app store, type in Eastern Sierra Now. That's where you're going to get it. It's going to change your world, I promise you. There's so many things coming down the pipeline with this app. You want to be in at the first, so go get it. It's free, you want it, and it organizes all the stuff for you, so all the local news, events, sports, fishing, skiing, biking, whatever, it's all in this one place where you can then find whatever it is your little heart desires right there on your addiction device, which is what I call my cell phone. So head over there and get that today, por favor. Did you see our interview last week with award-winning filmmaker Emmanuel Ruiz? You need to check that out. It is listed at EasternSierraNow.com, also on our Facebook and our YouTube. So if you head over to YouTube, that's the easiest way to see it. And remember, when you're there, please like and subscribe to our channel. It's really, it helps us a lot. The more numbers we get on that, the easier it is for everything for us to not only sell advertising, but to monetize our YouTube account and to get the word out there for Manny to let people know about his movie, because that's what filmmakers do. So head over to our YouTube, it's Eastern Sierra Now, and click on the interview with local award-winning filmmaker Manuel Ruiz. Did you guys hear there was a burglary in Lone Pine over the weekend? Yeah, the Inyo County Sheriff's on 6/17/22 at 3:20 a.m. received a call regarding a burglary alarm at the Sage and Fire Dispensary in Lone Pine, California. Deputies responded and located a broken window and signs of a burglary. Deputies reviewed the video and obtained the vehicle and suspect's descriptions. A be on the lookout was placed to surrounding agencies. Deputies continued to investigate the crime throughout the day and positively identified one adult male suspect and two juvenile female suspects. Deputies later located all three suspects and $3,600 worth of property stolen from the dispensary. The adult male was identified as an 18-year-old Lone Pine resident. The female suspect's identity will not be released due to their age. They are both charged with 459 PC burglary and 487 PC grand theft. The male suspect was booked into the Inyo County Jail for 182 PC conspiracy and 496 PC possession of stolen property. And even though it wasn't listed in the press release, it looks like over here on Inyo Crime Graphics that the 18-year-old was Brian, B-R-A-Y-A-N, Antonio Cisneros from Lone Pine. Looks like he was listed as a busboy somewhere there, and they nabbed him on 182, PC conspiracy to commit crime, 496, and that is receiving known stolen property, $950 or more, and 460, that's second degree burglary. So, crime doesn't pay. I'm just gonna say that. You know, I always wondered with dispensaries, do they get hit a lot? Like, you think the smarter of the criminals would, and by smarter I'm giving air quotes, would think the dispensary is a great place to go because then you can just get all the weed and the money. I don't know, it seems like they would get hit more, and I'm sure get protected a lot more. So, you know, yeah, crime is stupid. You know, the Mammoth Lakes Chamber will be having their power lunch for June, and it will feature a discussion on how to work with employees on creating authentic connections with your customers. So that is, it looks like, tomorrow, Tuesday, at noon at the shelter. For more information or to register, go to EasternSierraNow.com, where you can find that link. Also, remember, one of the biggest weekends of the summer will be here in just 2 weeks. That's right, 4th of July. If you haven't done so already, ensure your float makes it into the parade today in Mammoth. Today, June 20th, is the deadline for entry, so you've pretty much got just a couple more hours. This year's parade will feature a float competition, hydration station, responsible waste zones, a 30-person marching band, and much more. So you can visit their website to find out more about that. The link to that is at easternsherenow.com. So here's some really great news, and we want to send our congratulations out to our friend and supporter, Brianna Goyko. Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Ken Bringle, CCEIOM, announced that Brianna Goyko has been promoted to Assistant Director of Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce, effective June 1st. Thank you for all your work, Brianna, and well-deserved, absolutely well-deserved. She is a great member of our community, and we are stoked to work with her here at Eastern Sierra Now. The summer service is back for the Mammoth All-Weather Shuttle. Yosemite tours and Bodie shuttles will be available beginning June 1st and ending September 4th. For the Yosemite tours, no Yosemite reservation is required. The Bodie shuttle gives guests round-trip transportation to the state park. For pricing and details, you can find the link at Eastern Sierra Now. All right, guys, I am pretty sure that's going to wrap up the day for our podcast. Thank you for listening. Make sure you tune in tomorrow. And you know what? Head over to one of our fantastic advertisers and sample their wares, would you? That just helps us so immensely. When you get there, just let them know, hey, you heard their ad, you heard Jesse talk about them on Eastern Sierra Now, you've seen their advertising there. That helps us so much, and that helps keeps us going because they like seeing that their advertising is being put in the right place. So do me a favor, go to one of our advertisers and let them know that. Thank you so much. Remember, sign up for our email if you haven't yet. Go to easternsierranow.com. On the right-hand side, there's an email address bar. Type in your email and hit subscribe. That's all you got to do. If you're interested, you can go to Patreon, which is our best way to help support us directly financially. So if you really believe in local news and you want to make sure that it gets put out there for everybody and we can pull this off, that's the best way to do it. It's patreon.com/EasternSierraNow or the big red button on EasternSierraNow.com. And currently, I'd like to thank all of our sponsors. We have Allison, Sam, Fran, Tiffany, Valerie, Deborah, Ida, Dee, and Margaret. Thank you so much for all that you do. You've been with us from the beginning, and we truly appreciate each and every one of you. So I think that's going to do it for today, and we will talk to you guys tomorrow. Thanks. Bye.